Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is September 11th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 24, 1 to 22. A man takes a wife and possesses her. She fails to please him because he finds something obnoxious about her, and he writes her a bill of divorce, hands it to her, and sends her away from his house. She leaves his household and becomes the wife of another man. Then this latter man rejects her, writes her a bill of divorce, hands it to her, and sends her away from his house. Or the man who married her last dies. Then the first husband who divorced her shall not take her to wife again, since she has been defiled, for that would be abhorrent to Hashem. You must not bring sin upon the land that Hashem your God is giving you as a heritage. When a man has taken a bride, he shall not go out with the army or be assigned to it for any purpose. He shall be exempt for 1 year for the sake of his household, to give happiness to the woman he has married. A handmill or an upper millstone shall not be taken in pawn, for that would be taking someone's life in pawn. If a man is found to have kidnapped a fellow Israelite, enslaving him or selling him, that kidnapper shall die. Thus you will sweep out evil from your midst. In cases of a skin affection, be most careful to do exactly as the Levitical Kohanim instruct you. Take care to do as I have commanded them. Remember what Hashem your God did to Miriam on the journey after you left Egypt. When you make a loan of any sort to your countryman, you must not enter his house to seize his pledge. You must remain outside while the man to whom you made the loan brings the pledge out to you. If he is a needy man, you shall not go to sleep at his pledge. You must return the pledge to him at sundown, that he may sleep in his cloth and bless you, and it will be to your merit before Hashem your God. You shall not abuse a needy and destitute laborer, whether a fellow countryman or a stranger in one of the communities of your land. You must pay him his wages on the same day, before the sun sets, for he is needy and urgently depends on it, else he will cry to Hashem against you, and you will incur guilt. Parents shall not be put to death for children, nor children be put to death for parents. A person shall be put to death only for his own crime. You shall not subvert the rights of the stranger or the fatherless. You shall not take a widow's garment in pawn. Remember that you too were a slave in Egypt, and that Hashem your God redeemed you from there. Therefore, I do enjoin you to observe this commandment. When you reap the harvest in your field and overlook a sheaf in the field, do not turn back to get it. It shall go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, in order that Hashem your God may bless you and all your undertakings. When you beat down the fruit of your olive trees, do not go over them again. That shall go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, do not pick it over again. That shall go to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Always remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore do I enjoin you to observe this commandment. Isaiah 8:1-9:21. Hashem said to me, "Get yourself a large sheet and write on it in common script, for Mahel Shalal Hashbaz, and call reliable witnesses, the Kohen Uriah and Zechariah son of Jeremiah, to witness for me. I was intimate with the Neviah, and she conceived and bore a son. And Hashem said to me, name him Maher Shalal Hashbaz. But before the boy learns to call father and mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoils of Samaria and the delights of Rezin and of the son of Remaliah shall be carried off before the king of Assyria." Again Hashem spoke to me thus, "Because that people has spurned the gently flowing waters of Siloam, assuredly my Lord will bring up against them the mighty massive waters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria and all his multitude. It shall rise above all its channels and flow over all its beds, and swirl through Judah like a flash flood, reaching up to the neck. But with us is Hashem, whose wings are spread as wide as your land is broad. Band together, O peoples, you shall be broken. Listen to this, you remotest parts of the earth. Gird yourselves, you shall be broken. Gird yourselves, you shall be broken. Hatch a plot, it shall be foiled. Agree on action, it shall not succeed. For with us is Hashem. For this is what Hashem said to me when he took me by the hand and charged me not to walk in the path of that people. You must not call conspiracy all that that people calls conspiracy, nor revere what it reveres, nor hold it in awe. None but the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Shavuot, shall you account holy. Give reverence to him alone. Hold him alone in awe. He shall be for a sanctuary, a stone men strike against, a rock men stumble over, for the two houses of Israel, and a trap and a snare for those who dwell in Jerusalem. The masses shall trip over these, and shall fall and be injured, shall be snared and be caught. Bind up the message, seal the instruction with my disciples. So I will wait for Hashem, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob, and I will trust in him. Here stand I and the children Hashem has given me as signs and portents in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion. Now, should people say to you, inquire of the ghosts and familiar spirits that chirp and moan, where people may inquire of its divine beings of the dead on behalf of the living, for instruction and message, surely, for one who speaks thus there shall be no dawn, and he shall go about it in wretched and hungry. And when he is hungry, he shall rage and revolt against his king and his divine beings. He may turn his face upward, or he may look below. But behold, distress and darkness with no daybreak, straitness and gloom with no dawn. For if there were to be any break of day for the land which is in straits, only the former king would have brought abasement to the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, while the latter one would have brought honor to the way of the sea, the other side of the Jordan, and Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness, I have seen a brilliant light. On those who dwelt in a land of gloom, light has dawned. You have magnified that nation, have given it great joy. They have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at reaping time, as they exult when dividing spoil. For the yoke that they bore and the stick on their back, the rod of their taskmaster, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Truly, all the boots put on to stamp with and all the garments donned in infamy have been fed to the flames, devoured by fire. For a child has been born to us, a son has been given us, and authority has settled on his shoulders. He has been named Mighty God is Planning Grace, the Eternal Father, a peaceable ruler. In token of abundant authority and of peace without limit upon David's throne and kingdom, that it may be firmly established in justice and in equity, now and evermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall bring this to pass. My Lord let loose a word against Jacob, and it fell upon Israel. But all the people noted, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, in arrogance and haughtiness. Bricks have fallen. We will rebuild with dressed stone. Sycamores have been felled. We'll grow cedars instead. So Hashem, let the enemies of Rezin triumph over it and stir up its foes. Aram from the east and Philistia from the west, who devoured Israel with greedy mouths, yet his anger has not turned back, and his arm is outstretched still. For the peoples have not turned back to him who struck it, and has not sought the Lord of hosts. So Hashem will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed, in a single day. Elders and magnates, such are the heads. Nevi'im, who give false instruction, such are the tails. That people's leaders have been misleaders, so they are that led have been confused. That is why my Lord will not spare their youths nor show compassion to their orphans and widows, for all are ungodly and wicked, and every mouth speaks impiety. Already wickedness has blazed forth like a fire, devouring thorn and thistle. It has kindled the thickets of the wood, which have turned into billowing smoke. Yet his anger has not turned back, and his arm is outstretched still. By the fury of the Lord of hosts, the earth was shaken. Next, the people became like devouring fire. No man spared his countrymen. They snatched on the right but remained hungry, and consumed on the left without being sated. Each devoured the flesh of his own kindred, Manasseh Ephraim's and Ephraim Manasseh's, and both of them against Judah. Yet his anger has not turned back, and his arm is outstretched still. Second Corinthians 12:1-10. I, Paul, have become a fool, and glorifying you have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chief apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent to you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found to you such as you would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, and tumults, and lest, when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Psalm 55:1-23. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then, would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it on the walls of mischief. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hidden myself from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abides of old. Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore, they fear not God. He has put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Proverbs 23:4-5. Labor not to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 55, sung by Jason Silver.
Give ear to my prayer, O God, do not hide yourself from me. Attend to me and answer me, I am troubled in my complaint. I'm distraught by the enemy's noise, the clamor. My heart is in anguish in me, the terrors of death rain down. Fear and trembling come on me, and horror overwhelms. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I'd fly. Be far away, I'd lodge in the wilderness. I'd hurry to find a place that is safe from the raging storm. Confuse them, Lord, and their speech, for I see strife in the city. Day and night they go all around it and are upon its walls. Sin and trouble within ruin in its midst. Oppression and fright. They do not depart from its streets, do not leave the marketplace. Not enemies who taunt.
not a foe who hates me. I could hide from them, but it is you, my equal, my companion. You're my close friend with whom I kept pleasant company.
The bloodthirsty.